It's a beautiful afternoon. It's a Thursday in April. And ladies and gentlemen, live in the studio, direct from American Idol, Ayla Brown! Isn't it? These are all real people. Isn't this exciting?
This is definitely so exciting.
We've been waiting for this for weeks and weeks. We've been talking about it. We have a whole bunch of others upstairs in the loft.
Well, I can't wait to meet everyone.
It's so great to have you here. It's a long ride from Wrentham. You're here with your dad, Scott.
Not a long ride. No, definitely reasonable.
We've been taking care of you. Need some water?
No, I'm all set. I'm all set, please.
Maybe a Fox TV movie deal? Can you get that for you? No, nothing like that? Well, it's so great to have you here. The conference room is okay. The green room and all that, the veggies and stuff.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. It's actually a sales card. It's not really real. It's not like the American Idol green room.
Oh, how would you know what that's like?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't, but you may. Is that a slam?
No, no slam.
Right. Well, keep in mind that I control the microphone.
That's true.
Well, it's great to have you here. We have a million questions we want to ask you. I'm going to ask you a non-singer question first.
Okay.
And then I have like a singer question. But I think the question I want to know, you're on stage, backstage at American Idol. Is that someone's phone? Thanks. That's Zito, the morning guy's phone going off. Thanks, Zito. You're backstage at Idol. Do you get to like talk to Simon? Can you go hang with Simon or maybe stumble to Paula's car with her?
Yeah. You know? Funny.
No, that's my job.
No, actually. We don't get to interact with them on any personal level, only in the judging setting, which is good because you don't want to fraternize with judges or people on the staff because, especially the judges, they're the ones who really can sway the votes, and if you have maybe some personal interaction with them, it could sway it either way. So, no, we don't. I never got to meet them.
So, basically, are there any parties that anything like that? You don't get to meet them?
No. I mean,
really?
Paula actually came for the first performance. She introduced herself. She came into the room with all 24 of us and gave us each a necklace from her new jewelry design. So that was really nice. She's such a sweetheart. Right. So
maybe a special necklace for Ace? No.
Oh,
I know you can't. I know you have rules and contracts. You can't say much. We'll get to that in a minute. So here's a singer question.
Okay.
You're on stage, and we all watched that moment where you got voted off, and we were all sad. What happens after that behind the scenes? You get voted off, and you sing off with Unwritten. What happens then?
Well, for me personally, that's when I started really crying. Like, if you saw me on stage, that was just very, very small compared to what actually happened off stage. And luckily, I had my dad and my aunt there to be a support system for me, which it was so, so unbelievable. I thank them tremendously because without them, I really would have been devastated because, as I tried saying on national TV, I never really understood that I had such a passion for singing. I always thought I was a basketball player and that, you know, I would do that for the rest of my life and singing maybe sometime after that. But I really began to become comfortable with American Idol, and I thought I was really showing my personality a little bit more each week. So I was just really disappointed to know that I wasn't going to be able to sing anymore.
Right. Are there people backstage? Now, the morning show reported that they actually have sort of a team of people to talk to you right after. Is that the case? Is that true?
Well, they have people there always. There are plenty of people there after if you get kicked off, telling you what you have to do the next day.
Scrub the floors.
Yeah.
You know, maybe take out Simon's Trent. Nothing like that?
No, mostly with press releases and stuff like that and your final ways to say goodbye.
Your mom and dad, I'm sure, are so proud of you every step of the way. I got to tell you, I've been talking to your dad along the way, Scott, and he's been looking out for you so much. I mean, earlier downstairs, I met your new limo driver, Bucky, and Covington, and I said, how did he get him here so quickly? You got voted off like last night. I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
Scott, what's it like to work with Fox?
You know, you'd think that it was a all glitz and glamour, but behind the scenes, they were the most compassionate, understanding, protective, wonderful organization to work with. American Idol, they really look out for their talent and us as guardians. Security 24/7. A lot of bodyguards. It's a whole different feel out there. I mean, people trying to break into the hotels. You know, the real whole paparazzi thing. I wish I could actually say to your listeners that it was a terrible experience, but we have absolutely nothing. I'm not just saying this because I'm, as you know, a politician. I'll say what I feel, but they were wonderful. And, you know, we speak regularly. We often communicate and have a wonderful relationship with them still.
And some of the stuff you've been doing has just been fantastic. Dad mentioned me the big Celtics game that you said.
Yes, that was unbelievable. I had a remarkable time. There were so many people who came up to me at the game to ask for my autograph or take a picture. And that's it reaches out to me as much as I probably reach them. And just knowing that I made some little girl or boy happy just by signing a Celtics basketball, you know, made their day. So I had an amazing time singing. Paul Pierce gave me a signed warm-up jersey, and Steve Francis took off his jersey after the game and signed it. Tuela, Steve Francis, number one, right after. So I can't complain.
Wow.
And just having basketball, a basketball game like that, and singing for it was just a lifetime dream I've always had.
So what's coming up in the future? What can we expect from that?
Well, I will be signing autographs at the Hanover Mall next Wednesday from 1 to 3-ish, and I'll be singing at the marathon this coming Monday under the athletes tent. And I'm working on writing lyrics for hopefully a CD to come out after I'm done with the contractual stuff. So once I'm done with that, I'm hoping to release something.
What do you want to say to...
The funny thing is I'm spending about 3 hours a day negotiating things and working on things. And we were counting today how many days in April she has free, and it's 5.
Wow.
And in May it's about 10. And, you know, a lot of very exciting things for a young person that we've enjoyed being part of, actually, and seeing her grow and have just a wonderful experience. And we were very, very proud, and people have often asked, how do you feel about her and what she did? And we're most proud that she left as Ayla and she came back as Ayla. You know, that's
right.
What we're most proud of.
Well, thanks to you.
Thanks to, I think, everybody in the way that they've kind of reached out and kind of put their arms around her after she got kicked off and was crying. And they finally said, geez, Ayla really is a human being, not like the prima donna or
not
the
like Greta.
Girl.
Not like Greta.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's been great.
Greta,
so,
she's
thanks,
out.
Thanks to all your listeners. It was great.
So what do you want to say to your young fans that have that dream of being on American Idol?
You know what? It's not just the dream about being the next American Idol. It's whatever you want to do, just go for it and make your dreams come true. You don't just have to be the winner of American Idol. There's only one each year. Go for something that you really love. For me, it was basketball and singing. I went for it, and I ended up getting a scholarship to Boston College, which I'm extremely excited about. But I know so many girls when I grew up in about elementary school who were self-conscious about who they were as people, and I just have to tell them now, you know, go for it. You don't just have to take one path your whole life. Do multiple.
On some of those big nights near the finals, were you ever nervous when you get up there? When Brian said, we'll be right back with Ayla Brown, and the camera, you waving the camera and you're coming back after the commercials. What were you feeling at that moment?
At that moment, I knew I was going home. I just had that feeling. I woke up with a feeling in my stomach like there was something that was going to happen to change my life forever, whether it be good or bad. And once he called me up and sat me in that bottom row and called me up for that commercial break, I just knew. I figured they wouldn't call me up here if I wasn't going home.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it was really disappointing, but I'm actually, I feel as though that was my calling, and maybe there's something more out there for me, which really has shown that there is. So many things have opened up for me already with charity events and singing and speaking, and it's been wonderful.
Well, you're a lovely, like, lovely young woman, and your dad's a fantastic guy, and I know I'm speaking to everyone here in the studio, everyone in the loft, that we're all very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
And everyone in New England is proud of you. Not only are we impressed, we're just so happy that you know, you came to talk to us, and we know that this isn't the last we're going to hear from Ayla.
No,
so
it's not.
Let's have a round of applause,
thank
everybody.
You.
We're going to get you up to the loft, and we'll look forward to some of the music that you're making. Maybe you'll get it back up here.
That's right. I will.
It's great to have you with us on XLO.
Thank you.